We all take on different roles every day. One minute you're a parent, the next a chef, or a driver. That's why the Volvo XC40 Recharge is designed to be as versatile as you are. It's fully electric and includes a 360-degree camera, Google built-in, and more. Contact your local retailer to learn more or visit volvocars.com/US. The Volvo XC40 Recharge, for every you. Some equipment optional. Google is a trademark of Google LLC.
Hello and welcome to MGP 447. I'm Kevin. With me as ever, the Sheepdog Anna and Pab. Say hello, boys and girls.
Hello.
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 No one else going to say hello?
Yeah, that was weird.
Did I'm Anna the one who's about to lose my voice. You lot don't have to be completely silent. What's going on? Anna, are you there?
I'm there. Say hello twice.
Nobody heard you.
That was weird.
Maybe I howled over it.
Need to get my disclaimer in early. As you could no doubt already hear, boys and girls, my voice is on its absolute last legs. So if I just stop talking midway through this podcast and Sheepdog does the outro and, I don't know, he balls it up somehow. That's what's happened. My voice is gone. I have been slowly but surely losing my voice since about 4 p.m. yesterday. It's now 10:30 in the evening. And because I knew my voice was going, rather than resting my voice like a normal person would do, I've still streamed for 6 hours in that time. And I've recorded 4 days worth of videos just in case I lose my voice. I can still get my videos out. So if anything, I've strained my voice more than usual, and it probably wouldn't be this bad if I hadn't have spoken constantly for the last 24 hours or so. So, yeah, the voice might be on its way out. Anna's sick as well, aren't you?
I'm sick. I'm not very happy.
So, yeah, it's all over to Sheepdog and Pab this week. I'm sure they've got a lovely show lined up for you.
Pab needs to do the outro because I'll end up saying you can find me at Lelujo and then not knowing what to say next. So I'm not doing
You don't
that.
Have to do it the same way I do it. You're allowed to say your own name.
It's just in my head. I know what the outro is. Did you know you can find us?
In his head. Rent free, boys and girls, apparently.
No, we've just had the same outro for 10 years, haven't we?
So... I don't know that I've done the did you know bit for like 2 years.
You always say it. You say that all
it's
the time.
It's been years since I've done that. I now basically completely no-sell the podcast Twitter and sometimes don't even mention it.
Wow.
And just go straight into myself because I'm the main event around these parts.
Of course you are.
Forget the podcast, follow Kev, that's all that's important. I'll get that out early in case I can't speak later.
How's your week been? Have you just been progressively getting worse and worse and falling apart more?
Well, I've been absolutely fine until Thursday afternoon, and then it's just collapsed from there. Anna's been sick all week, haven't you? So I've just basically been hiding in my little cupboard, trying to not get sick, and somehow Anna's germs have stuck through. I don't quite know how she's managed it. I think you've been licking the mugs that are in the dishwasher.
Why?
I don't know, just because you want me to be sick, because I wasn't giving you enough sympathy. I wasn't looking after you enough.
You were leaving me
alone.
So
I think you've decided to infect me.
That's great. You just left me alone. I basically went...
Because I was afraid of this happening. We're in the middle of the Football Manager launch window. The full game is out on Tuesday, and I'm sat here, biggest video of the year about to drop, and I might not be able to record it. I'm petrified.
Well, I stayed away.
It's all right, Kev. I got you. I'm going to stream it.
Oh, Gordon Bennett. The game's finished.
Send them all over to me. That's when you know the party's over, isn't it? Sheepdog arrives.
How have you rascals been on this lovely week? Is anyone else losing anything? Me and Anna are losing our voices. What are you? Sheepdog's lost his hair. Pab, what have you lost?
Dignity? Self-respect?
Marbles? I don't know.
Pab's
You're
lost
all
nothing.
Good. It's all good.
Pab's all about dem gains.
Nothing yet. No, we'll see if I figure it out.
I mean, I felt my voice getting husky earlier and just leaned into it. I changed what I was listening to just bands with husky voices. It worked really well. I quite enjoyed it. I feel a bit better now, to be fair. But I've had a few beers, so, you know, who knows? Could be the beer.
No one knows what Sheepdog's saying. He's just slurring away. No one knows what's going on. Old slurry Sheepdog.
Yeah.
In the interests of hopefully keeping my voice going to the end of the podcast, then, rather than doing our usual 20-minute ramble, we'll jump straight into the gaming stuff, because we were midway through a gaming-themed conversation before we hit record, and it occurred to us that we should probably save it for the podcast. So we were talking about Xbox Game Pass and how me and Pab have both had to stop ourselves this evening from buying Forza Horizon 5, despite it hitting Game Pass day one on Tuesday. Mm-hmm. If you can spend, what is it, 80 quid, 70 quid on it now, to play it 3 days early for the weekend, and I so nearly did it, and I still might.
I find this insane, but I did say to you, I've not really ever bought a Forza. I've played the demos, but I'm looking forward to jumping in the hype for once, because I'll just click download on Tuesday and see what happens.
Yeah, see, my reason for not being able to do that is because there's two big games hitting Game Pass on Tuesday, Forza Horizon 5 and Football Manager 2022. So from Tuesday onwards, I am going to be doing like 3 or 4 videos a day. I've got to do my new main series. I've got to do my first looks at the Xbox version, the mobile version, the Switch version. I'm going to be doing tutorial stuff for Xbox, because it's never hit Xbox day one before. So I've got a load of tutorial stuff planned for that I can't make until it hits Xbox. So I am action stations from Tuesday. So if I have to wait until Tuesday for Forza, I ain't playing it for at least a couple of weeks. So I think I have good justification for buying it and playing it over the weekend, when I've basically got nothing to do now because I've recorded all my videos in advance. I'm just going to sit around feeling sorry for myself, not able to talk, thinking, I wish I was playing Forza, so I may as well.
If you streamed it, Kev, you'd probably make back the cost of the game, to be fair. But Pabby, you just wait, mate. Just wait.
It's so easy.
He wants to play it with me, though, doesn't he? He wants to play it with me.
I want to have a one-up on you, Sheepdog, when you get it on Tuesday, and I've already been playing it for 15, 20 hours beforehand.
Yeah, but Pab, you know I'm a reckless driver. I'm already one-up on you because I fear nothing and I don't know how to use the brakes.
Other than early access, what are the other benefits? Is it like a DLC pass or something like that? Sell it to me, Pabby.
So this is the thing. Here's this confession for you. I've bought the big edition, the last two. So 4 and 5. No, which one's this? 6.
This is 5, I think.
5. So yeah, 4 5. And 3, I've bought the big premium edition every time. I've never had one on Game Pass. I've always bought it. And it just throws stuff at you for fun. Money, credits, all the car packs. So, I mean, it kind of pays for itself. Well, no, it pays for itself. I'm talking myself into it.
I'm turning
it
my Xbox on now. I'm just having a look at it on the store. I'm not making any commitment now.
No,
I am just
going
to have a little look at it on the store, though. Just to see how I feel. My credit card's in my hand ready as well. But that's just, it's really like a fidget toy, my credit card. It's just there just in case.
It's only 100 gigs, so you have it downloaded. Like, even while we're recording, it only takes you 3 minutes, wouldn't it?
Yeah, in my experience, recording 100 gig files whilst recording a podcast with two of us broadcasting over the internet doing it is cracking for the audio quality.
You wait. You wait till Friday next week. I'm going to do it for a laugh because I'm getting my 1 gig broadband installed, and I'm going to be wired up to it. So
I'm wired up to mine. I'm touching my router now.
Yeah, I'm going to be touching mine. And next week, we'll just sit here chatting to each other, stroking our routers. But yeah, I'm just going to fire up a 100 gig download just to see what happens. I think I'm going to be toying with the limitations.
Do it on your PC. It's less impressive on the console. You do it on the console, and the console limitations slow it down anyway. Doing it on the PC is beautiful, but Steam slows it down as well. You need to just find a big file that you can download without limits on the other end.
I'll figure it out. I just want to be able to do it because I'm excited. The guy said to me, where are we putting the hole? And I was like, well, my PC's over here, so just as close to that as you can get it, and then I'll sort the rest. So yeah, exciting times. Plus, because I'm going with BT, and this is a tip for anyone listening who doesn't have Game Pass, or even if you do, to be fair, because I do, if you go with BT at the moment, they give you a year's free Game Pass.
Hold the phone. I have BT, and I pay for my Game Pass.
Well, double check.
Like the world's most contrived advert. Sheepdog, tell me how I can get this free Game Pass on my BT.
I don't know yet. They told me if I signed up, I could have it, so I'm waiting for the code. They were like, from the day it starts, which is Monday, I'll do it. That bit me in the backside a little bit because I thought, well, I don't need to be paying this anymore. And I went on Microsoft and got rid of it. And then I was on my Twitch stream the other day and I was like, oh, Age of Empires won't load. I'll play Minecraft. Oh, Minecraft's playing up. Someone said play Back for Blood and that wasn't working. And I literally worked through three games, and I think I was on to the fourth game, and then I suddenly thought, I wonder if it's not renewed, and I had a look, and it hadn't. But then weirdly, because I didn't renew it, they went, oh, you know, if you come back, why don't you have it for a quid? So I saved a tenner. It's all good. But
see, this is an interesting thing. I'm on Game Pass now, having a little nose around, and it's got Forza Horizon and Football Manager next to each other on there, and Forza has coming the 9th of November. Football Manager does have coming the 8th of November on there.
It also has
I'm
a countdown.
I'm very intrigued.
There's also something else I just remembered.
What's that, Poey?
If you go on, there is an upgrade path on the Xbox to, I think it's £40. So if you have Game Pass, there's an upgrade to get it immediately, which is £40. So you get effectively upgraded to the premium edition of the game.
Right, where do I find that on here? I'm doing that right now. I was going to do it for £80. For £40, I'll have two of them. Anna, you're getting it on your Xbox as well.
I saw that. I'm looking for it now. It was Major Nelson I saw tweeted that out this morning. And I went, wait. I was just skimming through Twitter and I rolled it back. I went, wait, what did he just say then? I'm fairly certain it was to do with...
Right, I'm having a look. I click on Forza Horizon 5 Premium Add-ons Bundle. It says buy now for early access. Members save up to 10%, but I click on it. And it just does the loading thing and then goes back to the home page. Yeah, so I think the link is broken.
Hang on a minute. Let me go to... I've got to do live research here.
I'm trying to work out how you search on the store. I've not used the store for a long time.
How good is that countdown? I can click on Forza and see that in 3 days, 1 hour and 23 minutes, it'll be live. Football Manager's there with a countdown. Evil Genius 2, whatever that is. 24 days, 1 hour, 23 minutes. There's a lot on it. Halo Infinite Multiplayer is coming out in 32 days on there as well. I feel like that would be a big, not to us, but that would be a big deal to a lot of people. We should be getting paid for this. The amount of shilling we do for bloody Game Pass, we should be paid.
But it is great. That's the thing.
It really
is. The fact
is
that they don't pay us and we still talk positively about it shows it is actually quite good. Because we normally hate even the things we are being paid to advertise.
That would convince them. But Minecraft and Minecraft Dungeons is on there as well. And I guess it's going to be updating all the new stuff that comes out later this year. I'm not touching that again until there's an update on the Realm. And I imagine you're not going to be doing any updates to the Realm automatically, are you, or in anger?
I don't even know how it works. Oh, premium add-ons bundle. You have to go to the Microsoft store, not Game Pass.
There you go.
$35.99 for the premium add-ons bundle, which gets you the two expansion passes, the car pass, VIP membership, and welcome pack, which I assume means I can play early. That's with a 10% discount. So, yes, I can play it right now for $35.99. Podcast over. I'm playing Forza for the rest of the weekend. I am having
That does seem decent. Considering you're getting, what, the upgrades as well, the premium stuff?
Yeah, the DLC and early access for £35.
Where's this in?
Hey, Pabby! This is our weekend sorted.
Is it in the Microsoft store?
It's in the Microsoft store. Yeah.
You're going to have all that fun PC. You always have before I even got there, and I'm not paying.
Yeah, we'll be finished by the time it's on Game Pass. It's like, we've moved
we'll
on.
We'll be over it, so over this.
You both suck.
It's £35, sheepdog. Just do it. Do it.
If I was going to spend £35, I'd get something else. I don't know what I'd get, to be honest. But I'm good. I'm good.
You'd get bored. That's what you'd get.
I'd get pizza, I reckon. I'd get loads of pizza.
£35 off a pizza.
Exactly.
That's just not a lot of pizza, is
it? No, eight, is it? That's like three, if that. Two pizzas and some sides. But no, I'm a patient man. I can wait till Tuesday. Basically, I'll let you settle the scores, and then I'll go and beat them. I'll make it my raison d'être next week.
Right, I paid for this, but I'm not sure if it's down. I don't think it's downloading. I don't understand.
Oh, how fun!
Wait a minute. Are you on the Xbox or on the PC?
I'm on the Xbox.
If you end up paying for this and you can't have it till Tuesday, it'll make me chuckle.
I'll be getting a refund on it.
So, Pab,
here we go. I already had the game pre-downloaded. That's why.
I've not done that.
Well, I mean, to be fair, Pab, Kev might have clicked that 3 minutes ago and not noticed it downloading while we were chatting, to be fair. It's only 100 gig after all. I know Anna did, I believe she did anyway, but did you complete Guardians of the Galaxy this week, Pabby?
No. I've tried my hardest. I was playing minutes before this podcast, before I got into Discord. it's a game that doesn't want to end. I feel like it's come to a climax so many times. Yes. And then it just kind of goes, it kind of like, you got your feet, you get into like, effectively you get into the princess like Mario would, and it just kind of goes, nope. Princess is in another castle.
Carry on. Like,
next planet, please. And you're like, God damn it. This felt like it was the end. Nope. Keep going. But Anna will know what I'm talking about. I've just met someone called Fin Fang Foom.
Yeah. Oh, it's not a while yet then. Jeez.
Oh, don't tell me that. I thought that was pretty much it. I thought I was pretty much going into endgame sort of thing after that. It felt like it anyway, so.
But damn, that game is good.
I've chopped and changed on whether I liked. No, I didn't mind the having the whatever it is, royalty free music in it. You know, like the streamer mode on. I didn't mind it. And I thought having the actual licensed soundtrack didn't really make much of a difference. But it really does.
Yeah.
It really does. There's like these moments that you fill up a meter and then you have like a
team like meeting.
You have like a huddle, you huddle up and then you have like a conversation, you've got to pick the right one. You like have like a choice, a multiple choice thing. You got to pick the right you got to G up your team basically,
yeah,
and get them all fired up. And then he does that, and then with stream mode on, nothing happens.
Oh no!
There's no music in there. But when you're just playing it normally, he clicks on the cassette player, and a licensed song comes on.
Yeah, it does.
And that is so good when you've got George Michael just booming out.
Yes.
while you're just running around shooting things or whatever. It was great.
Yeah, that is fun.
I didn't think it made much of a difference. I just thought it was nice ambient background music to have like the licensed songs in it, but it really does make it's very good with that on. And I like the game a lot, I really do. But the boss fights, the combat is just so bullet spongy and it goes on for so long. I feel like they send like about what? I feel like about 5 or 6 waves of enemies out each time.
Yeah.
And they could do with probably putting about 3 waves out and then you move on to the next. They've made it so.
What difficulty are you on?
It's not even just normal difficulty. It's not with difficulty. It just gets a bit boring after a while. It's like I've kind of like going. The combat sequence should end here. Oh wait, there's another 3 waves of enemies to come, and you've got to kill all them as well. And I got to the point where you're going after the church guy, and you've got to jump on them platforms.
Oh yeah.
I went after it, and I just kind of just ignored everybody and just kind of ran around the platforms myself. Just thought I'm just going to leave these lot to it and just kind of go and do my own thing. I don't want to deal with this right now, so I did that instead. And it was fine, but I genuinely like this game. The story in it, the characters, the way they interact with each other, all that makes up for the bad stuff in this game. That is how much I like this game. It's really, really cool. I'd encourage Kev to play it for the story-based stuff, but I don't think he would stick out the nonsense of combat in this game. And
bear in mind, I didn't play Spider-Man for more than an hour because of the nonsense of combat.
Yeah. You would get frustrated with this and just bored of the.
Sounds a lot like me.
Yeah, exactly. But it's very, very good. I would encourage people to give this a look. If it's not, people dismissed it and already talked it as like
the Avengers,
knockoff Guardians, but they have their own personality. They have their own. It's not the movie stuff. It isn't. It just isn't. Even though the fact of the matter is, you can have all the movie skins you want in there and play as the movie skins like I'm doing. It's never going to be what the movies are, but it's still very, very good. I don't know if you'd agree with me, Anna, but you finished it, you
said.
Yeah,
I finished it. The only thing I didn't like, I found frustration with was the flying bits.
Bits were strange. I did a flying bit before, yesterday it was, last night, and I found myself just constantly smashing into the rocks and going, why is this control so difficult? I'm thinking, and maybe it's meant to control difficult, but
it was horrible, 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 because everything was on the right stick, and then you'd shot with the shoulder buttons, but the right stick, if you went up or down, your ship would flip and you'd go the opposite way, and then you, it drove me insane. It took me, what, 5 or 6 times to finish that bit. I was getting super frustrated with it. But apart from that, I enjoyed it immensely. I had so much fun with it. I couldn't put it down. It's one of the few games I have finished this year. I'm 9 trophies off the platinum. So I'll probably go.
Wow.
Like some of them are based on what you do in battles. So you have to like help, I know, Drax with his combo for 10 times. So I've probably done it 9 times. So I just need to go into a battle combo with him. And then that's another one popped. But I enjoyed it immensely. I got the secret ending. Ending, but I found an ending that ended because I didn't realize. Well, I knew there was a secret ending, but I didn't realize where it was. And then when it happened, I went, oh, all right, cool. So I've seen the credits a few times in the game because I didn't know what was happening. So that was fun that I found that. But everything, just the planets, the characters, the people you meet up with, like people I don't even know in the Marvel Universe, I've met up with them. I'm like, this is cool. Like, there's just so many people in this universe. And apparently, like, I've asked Kevin, he's like, yeah, they're in there. That's where they live. And I'm like, oh, and then I start asking things about, like, the Avengers and who and why and what. So yeah, very much I did enjoy this game. It was very, very good. Like I said, I'm gonna go back into it. Just gonna let it sit for a while, because like there is like not diverging paths, but there is like things you can do a different way. So instead of taking Rocket to this lady, you can take Groot, and just see how they play out differently would be fun to see. And then after I finished that, I was very, very sick, as you can hear. And then I was just feeling a bit down, but not as sleepy. So I popped in Spider-Man, the Miles. What is his name? Miles
Morales.
Miles. Yeah, I don't know. And I've probably
Love Chris Moyles playing Spider-Man. That would be amazing.
I haven't finished that one. I keep getting to like a certain part and then I just don't finish it. So I've restarted that again. And I enjoy it because it's like Christmassy. We've just gone into like the summertime is now ended and it's Christmassy. And I'm just playing that because I like Spider-Man. And I've never finished it and I just want more Marvel. I want to marvel myself with Marvel. But that's it. That's all I've done because I am sick. Over to you fine people. Good night.
Did you say good night?
Yes. Because I'm trying not to talk because I can feel my voice box getting smaller and smaller.
And it's that's like, asthma. I've got
I want an interview at the week. I need to make this not sound like this. So yeah. I'm going to rest now.
So I guess since last week, I spoke on the podcast last week about Age of Empires and WarioWare, and you'll never guess what I've been playing all week. I wrestled WarioWare off my son the day after his birthday. He completed it on his birthday. So I was like, right, yoink. And Lewis had said to me, stream it. He wanted me to stream that. So I fired it up. And I've got to admit, whilst I think it's a really good game, we were 45 minutes into a stream and I'd gone from lots of people watching to literally no one. And I was like, this isn't really a streaming game, is it? I feel like I'm not talking because it's so busy. I feel like you can't really get into it because the games change every 2 seconds. I was like, I had reservations about playing it on stream and they were kind of confirmed when it was like me and a handful of people doing it, watching it. So that was when I switched it up because my Game Pass wasn't working and all of that. But it is a really fun game and it's rock hard when it wants to be. And it's great. It's a great feeling when you figure it out. I want to keep playing it. I've just not really had a moment since then to... I say 45 minutes. I don't know, it might be a bit longer than that because I got quite far. Like I only had 3 more worlds to do to complete the story on it. But someone did say the stories are notoriously short on these games. I think it's just all about trying to achieve more and get a higher score. And like I said before, it's like a software version of Bop It. My son's really enjoyed playing it. He enjoys going back to it. He noticed I'd taken it out of his Switch. I keep taking it out when he's done. I put it back in mine, and I'm waiting for the why is it out on my Switch again? But yeah, he's happy, and it's good. It's very good. So check it out. On that note, I was reading earlier the Switch is like one game away from apparently being the console that's had the most 10 million plus copies of games sold. So games that have sold 10 million copies, the Switch is about to break the record apparently. I reading their stats put me off. Like I was a bit confused because none of the consoles listed had like Red Dead Redemption listed, or I think GTA 5 was there. But I was thinking, surely Red Dead Redemption 1 or 2 must have got to 10 million, right? I'd be shocked if 10 million copies of that game weren't sold on an individual
maybe
console.
Maybe it means per console.
Well, no, it definitely does. Yeah, because it had like a load of Call of Duty games appearing on like Xbox and PlayStation. But are you telling me that, you know, Red Dead Redemption only sold, let's say, 9 million copies on each console? Therefore, they got 80
it's
million.
It's reasonable that it could have done, yeah.
I suppose it is reasonable, but I was surprised because I would have considered that an absolute banker. If I was on that, I can't remember what it's called. It used to be a lottery program, right? But like you have to bet how many games you could, how many things you could name in a category. If they said to me, name games that have sold more than 10 million on one console, I'd have been like Red Dead Redemption really quickly in the list and I'd been out. But yeah, the Switch is apparently one game and it's probably going to be Pokemon because it comes out in like a week's time. But apparently Luigi's Mansion 3 is like, I don't know, 20,000 copies away, if that, from breaking the record itself. So if 20,000 people off the back are listening to this, go and buy Luigi's Mansion, it'll break the record.
They've all just spent their money on Forza Horizon 5 instead.
They have, haven't
so
they?
So we can all have finished it before you get on it. It'll just be a ghost world when you get on there because everyone will be done by Tuesday. That's the plan.
Well, that's fine. I'll have a little drive around and break all the records. Apparently, the Red Dead Redemption franchise has sold over 60 million copies. So
that's across two games, though, isn't it?
Yeah, but that surely means... I know that does mean PCs.
Plus, when did it release in terms of console generation? Could it be that it's split between like PS4, PS5...
Oh, geez.
And that would split it as well.
Wow. Yeah, you're right. I mean, I'm happy to... I'm sort of sat here clicking away trying to figure it out. I just assumed the person making the list didn't get the figure for it, but it is quite clear. Either way, yeah, it's about to break a record. It looks like it's doing good. The Switch, I mean. And it's just amazing, isn't it? Because, like, yeah, every time they release a Mario Kart, a Zelda, a Pokemon, it's just going to smash it out of the park. It's very impressive. So anyway, back to my games. Obviously, last week I also mentioned I played Age of Empires. I hadn't gone that far last week. I had a fight with King Harald and beaten him, and I don't know what was next. But I played the campaign all week, basically, and I am really, really enjoying it. So when you play Football Manager, Kev, people like to laugh at like the random things you do in games. You build a little quirk into your games that is the Kev way of doing things. Or someone kept going on about Kev loves a backdoor tactic or whatever, you know,
backdoor Kev.
Yeah. Absolutely. And I, without really intending to in any way, shape or form, have developed this insane obsession with building walls. Not like, so the mission will start and I'll have, oh, look, here's my castle with big castle walls and everyone's inside and they're all protected. And I'll immediately get a villager to build a second wall. And then I'll have loads of lines coming off those walls leading straight to the enemy's camp. Because then all I can do is send loads of archers along the walls, funneling them into all the different places. And they just wipe the floor of the opposition. And people were just like, what are you doing? Like, you're just building a wall around your walls. So they have to sit there trying to get through it while you then build another pathway. And I'm like, yeah, it just seems to be working. And yeah, it turns out I'm revolutionizing warfare, ancient warfare. Although we did get to the, I don't know, 1300s, and suddenly they were doing the old double wall tactic. So I guess they hadn't thought of that in the year, like what it would have been, 1150 or something at the point I was doing it. But 150 years later, they'd realized having two walls and putting all your horses between the second and first wall was the tactic. I'm playing on the second hardest setting, and my word, it is handing me my backside. I feel like if I lowered it, it'd probably be too easy. Because then I didn't play it on easy, but I considered that when I used to play them on easy as a kid, you'd almost be sat there just building your army, and then the moment you moved forward to attack, you'd just roll through them like they were nothing. So I thought, I'll put it in immediate. It was telling you, like, if you put it at the rock hardest setting, they'll constantly attack you from three or four different directions and really try and distract you. Whereas on the second highest setting, they'll tend to attack you from one or two directions. And then it was like, on the next lowest setting, they'll only ever attack you from one direction at a time. And on the lowest, it was they'll barely attack you, and there'll only be little skirmishes, little scouts. So I just thought, well, you know, being attacked every now and again is hard work. Like the one, the second from last mission I was on, you were supposed to defend your castle while you were waiting for your brother to come down with his army. And then while at the same time, you just try and wipe out their camps with little skirmishes. And it was like at a point where they were attacking from so many different directions that me, by the time I tried to build my second wall, it was just causing me all sorts of problems. I do keep forgetting as well that if I add a second wall to my castle, I need to add a door to that wall, or several doors, and lots of little pathways in between. So that was getting a bit messy. But I'm loving it. I'm just loving all the random tactics I'm pulling out to do it. And a couple of times I've said, right, I think we're ready to go now, let's go. And the damn games had like a, all right, you've broken all those bases, but now you've got to defend against the final wave. And I'm like, oh, well, I used up everything I had on the task before it because I didn't know there was a final wave. So that's been quite fun. Just kind of getting used to and learning that it probably will be. And yeah, it's such a good game. Everyone who's come in, I've had lots of new people come into streams going, I didn't know this was out, or, oh, is this the new one? And talking about how beautiful it looks, how smooth it looks. You know, there's lots of new features you can do in it. And it's just so good. I love Age of Empires. I can't believe it's taken them this long to make a fourth one, but I guess they probably needed to freshen it up a bit, maybe. I don't know. The skirmishes, the campaign, is really good. I've not done any kind of standalone maps, but the campaign is just excellent. When you're not playing Forza, Kev, if you want to just lay down and play something that will just while away a bit that isn't like high action like Forza, you'd probably enjoy getting this on Game Pass because it'd just be...
I'll be too busy driving around looking for barns.
But you
I'm all about... All I'm going to do all weekend is barn finds. That's all I care about. And plus, I've never played an Age of Empires game in my life. I don't really want another big game.
It's just a much sort of faster-paced civilization, I'd say. It's the same sort of balance your resources, but they run out a bit quicker because you kind of go in, right, all the food goes into the people and the horses that I'm making, and all the stone goes into the walls that I'm building, and all the gold goes into the knights I'm trying to build and stuff like that. They're sort of similar ilk but different in that you manage the horses on an individual kind of, that's one horse and you've got to build 20 of them, whereas in Civilization you kind of, the horses represent an army of horses, didn't they, or whatever. You can kind of send three or four things in to take a city in Civilization, where as I needed to build 120 troops, which didn't take that long, but I had to build an army of like 120, 150 people to try and take out the enemy's castle and stuff like that. It is good. I think you would like it, but yeah, now is probably not the time for you to do it because, as you said,
I've got barn finds to do.
Yes. What else have I played? There was one other thing. No, it was Minecraft. So as I said, Minecraft is kind of, I've literally ran out of stuff to do that unless I find a place where it's raining in the game. And I just thought, me being on a stream trying to find rainy weather isn't particularly fun. I did manage to bloody land myself at a savanna where it doesn't rain, and I stayed there for half a stream before realizing it was the hottest bloody biome other than a desert that I could have landed in. But I've decided I will wait, because when the update comes out, there'll be new achievements on there. It was a bit of a double-edged sword because I thought, well, if I do them now, there'll be less to do and I can say I completed Minecraft. But when the new ones come out, there'll probably be more fun to be had. And if I wait until such time as there's a lull in Football Manager and you want to play it again, which will probably be like a year or 8 months or whatever, then it'll probably be quite fresh again. Yeah, that's what I couldn't figure out how long it was till summer. It'll be quite fun to go back in there. To be fair, I probably need
I
you
expect
to teleport
you
me
to
home.
Be showing me around when we go back into it. You've now played it so much more than I have. I expect complete role reversal. Or you explaining it all to me.
Well, I mean, I haven't changed anything in our little base. Basically, I need you to teleport me home because I lost my elytra wings that I had and my new pair are running low on health. So I don't even remember how I lost my elytra that we had. It was something stupid. It's like really annoying. Like all of the scrapes we'd got out of without me losing those wings. And I know what it was. I was trying to build a giant portal in the Nether and I jumped through it. I built one in the real world, jumped through it, and it was small on the other side. So then I can't remember what I did. I think I smashed it basically to try and rebuild it and then got killed immediately. So I was like, So then I was trying to get back through the portal to get all my stuff. And when I went through, all my stuff was there except my wings. And I don't have a clue. We were looking to see if there's any flying skeletons, but there weren't any. I don't know what happened to my wings. They just inexplicably got lost. And yeah, very disappointed. I found literally everything else except my wings. And I just thought, what a massive crock. But maybe they got lost in the battle. I got blown up by a ghast or something. I can't remember now. But I was very disappointed because it was just such a pointless death. But yeah, I mean, that kind of made me feel a little bit off with it, that it had upset me with that. But I do love it. We got Ollie a load of little metal die-cast Minecraft caricature things, like figures, sorry, that's the word I wanted. We put some of them on his cake, and then there's like, I mean, does Andy like Minecraft? I know he used to, didn't he? You're kind of keeping with it. Would he play with figures and toys? Because
he just likes to have them places. He doesn't play with them.
That's more what I meant. Would he like to have them? So we bought these for Ollie because we thought he'll stick them on a shelf in his room and he'll be happy that they're there. And then when we went to Smith's the other day and we found out they sell, I don't know if it's made of metal again or whether it's just, it's like a Minecrafty platform thing that you can put the figures on. So you can have like Steve standing there fighting other stuff around him. So yeah, they're bringing out lots of new Minecraft toys that weren't there. I mean, Ollie's been obsessed with Minecraft for years, you know, and we were looking around this shop and they've got like a Steve and the Ender Dragon you can buy that's not metal. That's more like I don't think it's Lego, but it's kind of like Lego. They've got loads of Lego Minecraft, but then they had this metal thing. So we got him these figures thinking they were just cool. We'd use them as cake toppers and then chuck them on his shelf. But there's this whole extra Minecraft set you can build out of them that he might appreciate having in his room if he thought it was cool. You know, it's worth checking out if anyone else listening has got kids with obsessions with it. Ollie was like, I won't really play with it. And I thought, oh, fair enough. I'm glad you said that now and not when Santa got involved with it. But he's chuffed with the characters. He was very happy with that. But yeah, that is me for games and toys and everything else I've been waffling about. So I think it's just you now, Pabby.
Well, hold the phone. Will you just wait a minute there? Please put an advert in.
He does. It's been 30-odd minutes.
Exactly.
Back to school means back to routine. Make Kind Breakfast and Kind Breakfast cereal bars part of your out-the-door hustle. Kind Breakfast and Kind cereal bars are made with real, nutrient-dense ingredients, and they're gluten-free. Include Kind Breakfast or Kind Breakfast cereal bars as part of your complete morning meal for sustained energy from 100% whole grains. Plus, with oh-so-good flavors like dark chocolate cocoa and blueberry almond, everyone will be smiling out the door. Get 15% off Kind nut bars, Kind Breakfast bars, and Kind Breakfast cereal bars with code KIND at KindSnacks.com. Exclusions apply.
Thank you, Pabby. That's hopefully paid for Forza, which is now 33% downloaded. Although I had the game preloaded, apparently. There's 100 gig patch, so I think that's probably the full game. I don't trust Microsoft. It's going to be another 45 minutes before I can play this thing, which is very upsetting. One thing I did want to talk about quickly before we throw over to Pabby for his games, obviously we've mentioned it a couple of times already, but Football Manager 2022 does fully launch this week, so content ahoy all over my various channels. Non-League to Legend starts for, I think it's the seventh year of Non-League to Legend, starts on Tuesday, where I'm going to be managing Leamington. So make sure you check that out at 4 o'clock on my YouTube channel. And then on Thursday, we are doing the, I think we went on the Athletics podcast this week to promote it, and they described it as the biggest Football Manager network game ever. It's me, Dr. Benji, Work the Space in Zealand, doing a network game every Thursday over on our respective Twitch channels. And that starts this Thursday, and you can watch us play that as well. I've never done a network game before. 25 plus years playing Football Manager, I've never played a network game, so I'm looking forward to basically spending 4 hours a week absolutely trolling Zealand and just wrecking everything that he tries to do. That's going to be my new Thursday hobby. So come and check that out as well over on our respective Twitch channels. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Are you basically
now speak, Pabby? Oh, wait, continue.
Yeah, no. Are you basically going to declare interest in his players, besmirch him?
Well, someone said to me, beware, the first stream will just be Zealand sorting his staff. So my plan is, every time I get a notification that he's offered a contract to a member of staff, guess who's also given him a contract offer every single time? I'm just taking everyone. He's not having them. I'm having them. I'm going to sack all my staff as soon as I arrive, even if they're good. So I've got room to hire all the staff he wants.
I mean, he can do that back, you realise, but...
Yeah, but he won't, because he'll want the right staff. Whereas I just don't want... The difference is, he'll want the right staff, and all I want is for him not to have the right staff. It's a subtle but important difference.
It sounds quite cool to me, because you'll obviously not have the... You won't be playing each other every week, will you? You'll be sort of every now and again.
Yeah, it'll just be the four of us, each managing a different Premier League team. So we'll play each other every now and again. But the majority of it is just going to be the four of us playing in the same game world against the AI and seeing which one of us is better at Football Manager. They're all trying to claim that this will declare who's really best. The showdown, you can win the showdown with luck. Yeah, I've won it 6 times. That's not luck. But I'm so looking forward to that. Now they've all said in public on the Athletic podcast that this one is going to decide who's actually the best at the game. When I go and win this too... Oh, I can't wait. I cannot wait. It's going to be amazing.
You're going to finish fourth, aren't you?
I'm going to win the whole damn thing, because that's what I do.
I can only see this growing. You're going to be doing this like 2-3 times a week with like 19 other... The top 19 Football Manager players and yourself are going to be playing this every
week. Well, I've already called out Max Rushton this evening, because he wrote an article for The Guardian today confused about how there were... I think his quote was, who is watching people play Football Manager on the internet? Right, I'm having you. Come here, Rushton. It's bad enough you're a Cambridge fan and you ruined Soccer AM when you weren't Tim Lovejoy, when you took over from him. But this is your third strike. I'm having you.
Yeah, get him on it. Make him join you.
I've even unsubscribed from The Guardian Football Weekly as a result of it. That'll learn him. One lost subscriber for you, Rushton.
They're creaking at the seams anyway. Every article, they're like, give us some money. We need money to live. It's like, shut up. So, yeah, that'll teach him. They suck the fun out of everything. Anyway, less of that. Pab, talk about games.
Sure. Okay. Can do that. something that you... I feel like you might be aware of, Sheepdog. What am I going to tell you next?
That's a stretch. Something I might be aware of. Next?
Head polish. He'll be aware of that.
No, he isn't aware of that. Oh, yes. Okay, yeah. No. It is a game called Pikmin Bloom.
Oh, Anna was telling me about this earlier. Anna was playing it, yeah.
I have Pikmin.
See, we're all aware of this.
It's like Pokemon, but better. There you go.
I got the email from Niantic saying, reserve your name in all our games. And I thought, if they were in the room, I'd have just hurled a bottle at them and gone, get stuffed. But Harry Potter is ending in January. They've killed that.
The entire franchise?
No, the...
Rowling killed it.
Yeah, no, the Harry Potter, whatever it's called, the stupid app that they had that was rubbish. The other Pokemon Go killer that Kev called, that's dying in January. And I'm not getting a Pikmin game. I mean,
I'm downloading it now.
Well, have fun.
I need you to download it, Sheepdog, so you can then get into it like you did Pokemon and just explain to us what the hell is going on.
I have no interest. Pokemon's my obsession, whereas Pikmin is like a game I got in 2003 and thought, what a waste of money.
Pikmin's cool. So it is very, you have the like the real in world map that you have for Pokemon. You have like the I want to say the like Pokestop locations are similar to where they are in Pokemon. They are, for everywhere I've been, they are slightly different. They have like a bigger radius on them, and they are slightly in a different location.
Yeah, big flowers apparently. As you wonder while planting flowers, you may.
This looks identical to Pokemon Go. This is insane.
But you, like I say, you don't catch Pokemon. They don't seem to be Pokestops. What they are, they seem to be more like.
Yeah, it says you send gyms. Your Pikmin to collect items from them through the expeditions.
Yes, so you go around walking around, and you collect items, which is effectively food or other seeds to plant to get more Pikmin. And then you plant the Pikmin, and then you walk around, and then the step, it's like however many steps to grow this seed into a Pikmin, and it's like usually around 1,000 steps. Because I linked my Nintendo account, I got a special one from direct from Kyoto, and that one took 10,000 steps to grow.
But that could have told me that 1 minute ago, because I just did my Niantic, my Google account that I do with Pokemon Go, rather than my Nintendo account, because I thought, I'll just use the same one I use for Pokemon.
You can still connect your Nintendo account to it, but it doesn't matter. You can
shake your phone and it counts for steps.
Well,
that's handy.
Here's the thing: you get a Pikmin with a Mario hat.
I'm in.
Yeah. So, but other than that, I genuinely don't know what else you do, because you go to these like these flowers, and then you can then start every time you feed these Pikmin something. You basically they all find food. It goes into like a resource pot, and then you dole it out to them, and then they grow petals on their head, like a Pikmin would. And then you can pluck the petal. Not you know what I mean. You can harvest the petals from them, and then you can then start planting flowers around. And then as you walk around, you can start planting these petals around. And then I don't know what it is. It shows on the map like flowers being planted around where you're walking.
Because each petal has a different ability.
Yes.
So I think white.
No, go on. You're right.
No, my voice is going. So you've got white ones make seed grow faster.
Yes.
Red ones again. Faster? I'm not quite sure, but they just make things go faster.
So there's
basically.
Like, what? Red, yellow, blue, and white, maybe, that I've seen so far. And they do different things. But then, like I say, you get to these giant flowers, and you have to have a certain amount of... You have to plant a certain amount of flowers in that radius of it, and then it will bloom into whatever colour you've planted around it, sort of thing. But then I don't know what the point is of that, because I did it, and then it bloomed, and it's like, it's a yellow flower, and it's this for 24 hours. And I was like, okay, but now what? And I don't know whether I got anything for that. I think I was completing, like, there's, like, the challenges, like, you would input, you know, like Pokemon has the challenges or quests or whatever it is. There are them to gain up levels, and each time you go up a level, you get an extra Pikmin you can have in your squad. I think up to 6 in the squad now. But other than that, I don't know what else you're meant to do. You don't really battle them. And you don't really have,
well, what does Pikmin have? Because this is what put me off it. So, I don't know if I've ever said this before on a podcast, but I mean, I always say this on Reddit. Niantic don't understand why they made money out of Pokemon. They genuinely don't seem to get it. And everything they've tried to do since, and everything everyone who's tried to copy them has done since, it's just been stupid. Like, Minecraft Earth is dead. Harry Potter's dead. Like, the Jurassic Park game seems to be doing all right because kids seem to enjoy it, but I don't know how long that's going to last. Constantly, games keep being announced as they're shutting down next year, and Pokemon Go's still getting like $1 billion a year because it's Pokemon. And I've said it before that for that game, for Pokemon, that is the only way that someone who's been playing it since they were a kid can play like they're a trainer, because you're going out in the real world, you're catching a Pokemon in the real world, and then you're using it to fight either other Pokemon in a raid, or I could be like, Pab, let's have a battle. We can get our phones out and we can fight with our Pokemon that we've trained and caught and done stuff with and put the effort into if you wanted, you know what I mean? And alongside that, you're finding eggs, you're hatching eggs, you're, you know, whatever. There's so much stuff in that that has been built up over 20 years. Whereas, why the bloody hell do I want to walk around picking flowers? Pikmin's all about helping the professor fella, or whatever he is, the astronaut man, rebuild his rocket to fly home, isn't it? And stuff like that. You're solving puzzles to build stuff together. This just seems to be collecting petals. It's weird. Minecraft Earth was weird because it was like, chill. Yeah, but people don't want to walk in Pokemon. The people who still play that drive around. The people who get their weekly walking bonus are the ones who are postmen and stuff like that. You know, excuse me, I need to drink a second.
Yeah, I see what you mean. I mean,
he's so angry, it's driven him to drink.
No, I just didn't cough. I've read through it. I've looked at it, and it is just like plant flowers. If somebody else walks through that flower, this will happen. So it's dependent on other people constantly playing it, and it's going to die off after a while because of that, isn't it? Whereas, I mean,
probably a good chance, but I just thought it was somewhat different. Yeah,
I'm not having a go at you. I'm just having a go at Niantic because it's like,
I'm all in on it. It's amazing.
Like with Minecraft Earth, it was weird because it was like, go out on far-flung kind of journeys and hope that you collect enough blocks to not really be able to build anything. And it was like, well, surely you want people to be able to at least build stuff out of dirt so that you could build a little dirt castle at your house. And it just seemed to be designed wrong. So I'd hear Ollie in the back of the car going, yes, I've just got this, I've just got that, I've just got a bit of obsidian. And it's like, well, your one bit of obsidian's no good to you when you play it every now and again. Whereas at least you could, in theory, put Pokemon and go, wow, I just caught a level 30 Dragonite that's actually really good. And then the next time you play it in a year's time, you might do a raid and that'll be handy. But I just don't see how you could dip in and out of this and what's really at stake. It just, you know, you're not going to be there going, oh, damn, I've missed my petals. I don't, maybe it will add more features. Obviously, it's early days, but this isn't the pinnacle of playing Pikmin. And Minecraft Earth wasn't the best way to play Minecraft. Minecraft was. Pokemon Go is the best way to be a Pokemon trainer without having to buy hundreds of pounds worth of consoles, without having to sit on a Switch or a Game Boy. You got it with you whenever you are, wherever you are, and it's the fundamentals of Pokemon at its best because it's you, not an avatar. So I don't get why Niantic keep trying to make games that aren't like that. Like, just find, like, do a Digimon one for God's sakes. I know it's a bit too close to home, but I mean, Ghostbusters should have worked because you could have made it.
Ghostbusters was all right.
Yeah, but that didn't seem to pick up as much, did it? Ghostbusters I can kind of get because it's out there and catch ghosts. You know, they could have had big events. But I suppose, again, Pokemon has that obsessive, people like me, that's the special interesty type thing. They're obsessed with it. You know, if this didn't exist, I'd still be watching the videos I watch on YouTube all the time about it. I'd still be toying with the idea of buying the comics, but knowing it's going to cost me thousands. So I'm really, really trying not to. Or I'm trying to find an app that I can read them on by paying like a subscription like I do for One Punch Man. But such an app doesn't exist because they know that if I buy the £20 comic, I'm going to have to buy all of the £20 comics, and that's going to cost me thousands. So, yeah, I'm obsessed with it, from all of it. I've got all, you know, I sit on streams with stuff behind me. I don't do that with Pikmin. I don't. Do many people do that with Pikmin? Do you reckon Pikmin has that kind of diehard, someone streaming with 20 Pikmin plushies behind them? Because I doubt it. I don't know. It's probably rare.
I mean, Pokemon's just a bigger franchise, but I mean,
yeah, I'm not dissing Pikmin. I'm dissing the decision. No. Sorry, Pep. Yeah, like, I don't want anyone to sit there going, I can't believe he's just bad-mouthed my Pikmin. I love Pikmin. I'm not saying Pikmin's bad. I'm saying this ain't going to make Niantic another billion, is it? Surely.
You've always hated Pikmin. I don't get it about you.
It is like my defining personality trait more than liking Pokemon.
Is I'm going to continue playing this for this week. I'm going to continue doing what I've been doing all week and just
no, Pab, yeah, that's it. Delete it.
I'm just going to pop it in and just collect the petals, do whatever I need to do. But there's also a Witcher one. And I'm a much bigger fan of the Witcher franchise than I am.
Who's that one by? Pikmin. Is that Niantic as well?
No.
I was going to say, I don't remember but getting any more.
Someone completely different.
Can I?
So I'm going to try that as well, and I'll report back next week with that one as well.
I'm going to make a bold bet, not for any money or anything, but just a statement that I want people to come back to in a few years when it happens, and they could be like, Sheepdog called it, and now he should sue them to get some money out of it. But I genuinely think that at some point there needs to be either a FIFA go or Premier League go where you basically, instead of catching Pokemon, you see potentially wild footballers, let's say, but you offer them a contract. You've got to get it right to get them to join you. And then I can be like, I've just caught a wild Cristiano Ronaldo, but he's quite low on attacking and all of this. Maybe I need to train him up. Maybe I need to sort him out. You know what I mean? Just teach, get, I've got to maybe catch a Cristiano Ronaldo that's really good at attacking, defending and whatever, good stamina. But then being able to go, right, Kev, I've got my team of 11 now. I want to challenge you to a game of football and then be able to build my own team by the footballers I've caught out and about walking. And I think football would be quite a good fit for this because obviously it's got a massive fan base. Obviously people know lots about what's good and what's bad. And who, you know, if you're out going, haha, I just caught a George Boyd, oh, it's terrible. And sorry, Kev, it's the first footballer that came
to
mind.
It's a little close to home. He's just retired, Sheepdog.
Exactly. You know, if you're just there going, like, I've just caught an Eric Dier, and I'm not really sure, but then actually if you put him in the right position, you've got the right stats, it's good. There's lots of thought going into that. There is lots of, you could have a 2 minute, like I play Pokemon Go 1v1 battles and it will take me 3 or 4 minutes to do a battle against whoever I'm playing against. You could do 2 2-minute halves of football in that time for exactly
so
the same thing.
So glad you brought this up, Pabby. I'm so
no,
glad
I
you
shouldn't
brought this
have said
up.
Anything,
should
I? Could
we not have just talked about this privately? I'm just saying.
I'm just saying, no, I think a football manager go, take it to Miles. It'll be worth billions. He'd be well happy with that. Put it on his radar. Tell him Sheepdog wants a cut. Because it's the answer. It's the only game I can think of. Because I've thought about it because I'm a loser. There's not another thing I can think of in the world that would work the same as Pokemon except football. Because no other sport is like that. Maybe American football in America, but it's not going to work anywhere else in the world. Yeah, what else is there? Name one other thing you can think of that would work in the same level. Maybe, I don't know, Smash Bros. Being able to catch literally any character out in the wild would work, but there's still only a limited roster. But
that wouldn't work. That
no,
would
it wouldn't really,
to
would
re-license,
it?
Relicense all exactly. the characters again for a separate game.
Exactly. I'm firing off ideas there, but I can't think of another single game at all that would work where Minecraft and everything else has failed, but Pokemon hasn't. It's just weird that I admire them for trying new things. So I might be wrong. Pikmin Bloom might be huge, but I just feel like they need to go straight to FIFA/Football Manager and then call it a day with those two games.
Well, they might
done.
They might do. You never know. But it's just been getting like I just seeing it like pop up here and there every now and again the last few weeks. And it's not been available. It's presented in like Australia first, then US, and then this week it came out in.
Yeah, they've been hammering my inbox. They've been constantly, Sheepdog, why haven't you signed up, Sheepdog? Sheepdog, it's us. Sheepdog.
That's why he had this speech prepared.
Oh, yeah, no, I already wrote basically what I said on Reddit about a week ago because I was like, why do they keep releasing these games? I don't seem to understand. Anyway, you've heard the rant.
So, the only other thing I've played that is of any significance is the new Animal Crossing DLC, which came out today. Yay! New Animal Crossing DLC. It is called Happy Home Paradise. And in this game, in this, like, DLC, paid DLC, mind you, full-on like DLC pack where you have to basically you go and get a job, you go to the prompt on the dodo at the airport is go to work, and you are going to an island and then designing holiday homes for islanders that want like basically like a summer home. And they want you to design it for them. And they say, okay, this house has to have this, this, and this in it. And then kind of like, you kind of have to gauge off what they provide for you. And then it's not just like a free run of the entire Animal Crossing catalogue. No, no, no. It's like, here's several of these items. Here's all these different items that kind of go with has the same aesthetic as these three items that require. So then you have to like put, like you have to basically design the room and put all the different items in there, and then the villagers there for you. So they physically gauge that you can gauge the reaction from the items that you put in immediately. It's like, usually it's been like a heart symbol or whatever, or something like that, that just to show, signify that they like it. And then you build it up, and then you kind of go to the little monkey fella who's there, and you go, I'm done now. And then they kind of go, yep, we like it. And then they pay you some money. But this isn't the same credits. There's different credits. There's now like different kind of, there's a different currency. And why am I not remembering the name of it? I cannot think what it's called. It's something strange. But it's a different currency, and there's also a different store on that island now to get new items for you to take home with you into your main game. So I can see. So the only way to basically get this currency is through doing the home design stuff. So I can see myself doing that quite a bit. Yeah, it's been nice to go back with the preparation update. 2.0 update came out, like Sheepdog said earlier on. And I earlier in the week, I started prepping, knowing full well that I would be playing this on Friday. I started like, okay, I still didn't finish my island makeover last time. All my houses are on the beaches still. Just every single house I'm running along the front of the beaches. I'm so glad I toyed with started moving them back in. But with the 2.0 update, houses and many different like changes have come in, such as houses used to cost 50,000 bells to move every time. They now cost 10,000, which is a fraction of the cost of what it would have cost me previously. So I'm so glad I didn't do that. There's so many new items. I got kind of giddy with it when I saw all the new items that are available in the actual stores and stuff like that. I was like, I cannot believe like all these different things that I can now implement. And I've put like they've got like crosswalk things, like, you know, like a green man and red man symbols and whatever. You don't know. It's there's so many little things about it. It's just cool. And it's nice to be back playing it. Like I say, I found myself playing until quite late one night in the week, just wandering about again. Music's really nice, really chill. Just out there, just paving, just doing some paving, just wandering about, getting my roads done, getting my paving done. And that's a good game, isn't it? It's a good game, Animal Crossing. So if you haven't played in a while, there's like I say, 2.0 update is there. There are multiple changes in there. There's a cafe in there now. I haven't even unlocked the cafe yet. You need gyros to get that. Gyros you have to plant, and I've not been able to get any gyros yet, but it'll come. There's all sorts of new things in there. So it's fun. It's kind of like reinvigorated it a little bit for me, because it, like I say, by the time I was finishing playing it, there wasn't much I could do any more than what I was already doing, so I'll continue to play that over the weekend and work into next week to see where it takes me, and we'll go from there. But other than that, I think that is everything. Yeah, it looks like it is. It's all I've got for you this week.
Splendid. Well, I can just about manage to croak out an outro then, I think. I refuse to tell people where the podcast Twitter is, so go find it yourself if you want to see pictures of Pab, because that's pretty much all that's there. You can follow me on the internet anywhere you want at Lelujo.
You can find me on Twitter at Sheepdog6K and on Twitch.
I'm at Miss Lelujo.
And I'm at Pab1986.
And we will see you next week, boys and girls, if I can speak by then.
Have a good week.
Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening, folks. Go!